You speak into our hearts, Lord, and say, "Seek my face. Your face, Lord, will we seek." Amen. These weeks in the church year are full of clarity. Last week, we heard the Gospel of John's account of the calling of the apostles. This past Wednesday, we celebrated the feast of the Confession of St. Peter. Today, we hear Matthew's version of the call of the apostles. And this coming Wednesday, we'll honor the feast of our patron, St. Paul, and his conversion. All of these people found or were met by Jesus, and in him found something irresistible. They came into a moment in their lives when they knew with total clarity that this is who they had waited for. This was what the rest of their lives would be about. And so they dropped their nets, they left their families, and they followed him. This kind of knowing fits right in with the season after the Epiphany in which we find ourselves. In Epiphany, we celebrate the moments when clarity came. When a star shone over the Christ child, and the Magi dropped everything except for their gifts to follow it. When Jesus turned water into wine at a wedding in Cana of Galilee, and the servants recognized him for who he really was. When Jesus came upon the calm, peaceful fisher folk and invited them into new life. It can be tempting to feel a little envious as we hear these epiphanic stories. We might feel distant from Jesus not only in time, but also in spirit. As we hear story after story of Jesus's appearing, we might begin to think to ourselves, Jesus will probably never come to my day job and summon me out of it. I'll probably never get to take my sick loved one to receive his healing. We can begin to feel envious of those who had this proximity to him. Sometimes this longing within us for that proximity comes in the form of spirituality when we long to know God. We long to have that irresistible bond with our Creator. But this innate seeking is also within us when it comes to the purposes of our lives, why we were created in this moment to live on this earth. And the seeking may come for those who are retired, whose life's work seems complete, and yet you know you have more to give. Or on the other end, for young adults, sometimes straddled with financial debt, eager to make a difference if only they could figure out what that was. We are cloaked from our purposes in so many ways, by chronic illness, by addiction, by financial strain, by burnout, all those things that separate us from who we know God called us to be. In our reading from Isaiah today, we hear another kind of knowing that came over a people. The people who sat in darkness have seen a great light. The prophet Isaiah tells us, just as he told us on Christmas Eve when the same reading was also appointed. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. The Gospel of Matthew directly quotes those verses today. As Matthew situates for us the beginning of Jesus' ministry, the people who had lived in darkness were those in Israel who lived under Assyrian military occupation, so far, so distant from the dreams of who they thought they were called to be. Now, many, many years later, Jesus comes, and Matthew tells us that he moves his residence from Nazareth to Capernaum. That is, to that land that had been shrouded in deep darkness. Jesus goes to the ancestors of those people and sets up camp. And this is crucial in what it tells us about Jesus, because again and again, he will go into the places of darkness and bring light, bring a clarity and a knowing that will transform. This light is still shining. In our Eucharistic prayer, in a few moments, we'll say, God has caused this new light to shine in our hearts, to give us the knowledge of your glory in the face of your Son, Jesus Christ. Many years ago, the church leader Augustine of Hippo reflected on the clarity that comes through the Eucharist. In his sermon, he begins by talking about the experience of seeing bread and wine on an altar. From a distance, he says, it looks just like a plate, like a cup, but within it is contained something far greater. And by receiving it, we're transformed. His sermon reaches its most famous line when he says, as you take communion, behold who you are. Become what you receive. Let me tell this to you in a different way, in the form of a story, which is when these words really came home to me. This happened a few years ago. I was celebrating Eucharist in St. Martin's Chapel. And if you've ever been to a service in there, you know that the priest has her back to you as she celebrates the Eucharist. And just before the great Amen at the end, I lifted up the silver chalice, as we do, and I looked up, and I saw my face in the cup. And I'm not really speaking mystically here. I mean, I literally saw my face. And it wasn't just my face. I saw the bodies and faces of everybody gathered there. And it didn't end there, because behind them, I could see the lights of the Te Deum window that illuminates our columbarium. And in that moment, the chalice was a reflection and it was a vision. The words of our patron, St. Paul, were true. We are the body and blood of Christ. And in that moment, we beheld who we really are, individuals made with dreams, but members of a much larger body, much greater than the sum of its parts, unbound by time. I put down the cup, and I broke the bread, and I distributed the body and blood of Christ among those gathered. And we hope that in that moment, we became a little bit more of what we received, that we became a little bit more the body and blood of Christ to one another and to the world. Behold who you are. Become what you receive. We might not have a great star to follow. We might not get to be wedding guests with Jesus where a miracle happens, and we might not have the experience of Jesus calling us by name at the side of the sea. But we have the sacraments. And through them, Jesus is still present with us, just as he promised he would be, even until the end of the age. And in those moments of grace made visible, we're given the chance to behold who we really are: beloved, broken. And in those brief moments of liminal peace that passes all understanding, we're given the very same chance, the very same invitation the apostles received. to step onto the way of following Jesus and to go with him into the places of darkness, where again and again he will shine the light of Christ. May this way, this clarity, become our own. And may we, all of us, the people and church of St. Paul, behold who we are, and may we become what we receive.